This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Andy Wright joins me to talk about what it's like to have a porn star for a neighbor.
There was one night where she knocked on our door. It was raining. She's like, hey, my car won't start.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah. And I just, like, very readily stood up, started getting ready. Nick was like, I'm going to go with. I lived there for a year. We lived above, oddly enough, we lived above a porn star. For the sake of all the listeners, I'm not going to say her stage name or her real name.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
I went to school with her. Like, I think she was out of my school by the time I was there.
So you went to high school with her?
I don't think college? I did directly. It would have been high school.
Okay.
She went to my high school.
Okay. So,
but everyone, like, after she left and then eventually got into porn, like, word got out pretty quickly in our area. And then, you know, when it did, I didn't know who she was. I didn't know her personally. So I'm like, I don't care.
Right.
Fast forward roughly 4 or 5 years, we move into an apartment in Northville. And the day we moved in, I was at work and Nikki was working from home. And while the movers were getting everything in, and she texted me, she's like, okay, well, either our downstairs neighbors are having sex or she's receiving some really bad news. I'm like, oh, wow. She's like, yeah, the walls are really thin. I'm like, oh,
it's
that kinda
one
sucks.
Or the other.
But I get home and I realize, like, man, it's really, like, we moved in like right before winter. I was like, man, it's really warm. I'm like, the thin walls are going to be nice. We're going to get all the heat from our downstairs neighbors. And then the very next night, I'm like we're getting ready for bed and I heard something. I'm like, it sounds like someone's just like hitting an animal with another animal.
Sizzling. Yes.
And
such a good description. For noises,
like,
happening from a porn star's
apartment.
The
more we heard it, like, we realized, like, oh, the best way to describe it, I think Nikki came up with this, was like, it sounded like someone was punching a ham. And like, I stopped him, like, and
I know what that sounds like, surprisingly.
And I was like, I don't know what the hell that is. And Nikki, like, comes out of the bathroom, like, toothbrush in her mouth, and she's like pointing at the floor. I'm like, oh no, shit, that's them having sex. Mm-hmm. Well, soon enough, in the subsequent weeks and throughout the whole year,
you had never met them at this point either.
No,
right?
Still have not met them.
You don't even know who these people are.
Don't know
what they
who's
look
there.
Like.
Yeah, don't know what's going on. Don't know what the story is.
And part of you is really curious, but the other part's like, I shouldn't say anything.
Well, here's the thing, like, at that point, I was 27, 28. Like, yeah, if I was like 16, I would be like super excited. But 27-year-old Andy's like, I just want some sleep.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they would always start really late at night. But there was never, I don't know, it sounded like they were in a closet having sex quietly and then waiting for someone to walk by, and then they jumped out having sex at someone. Like, it would just started somewhere in the middle. It was like immediately just hit. It was at the loudest point possible. They were at the pinnacle of sex for them.
Yeah.
And she was very loud and very,
so part of you,
very orchestrated.
All you're thinking is, how is that possible?
Yeah. Like, just
there's
like,
no foreplay.
All
going
of a sudden,
on.
Right in the climax, no pun intended, really, because the climax of the story and the climax of sex are completely different. But pretty much, I don't know, the main action sequence of Batman Begins. It was like right at that point. It was just like Hans Zimmer was just down there composing the whole thing. And we got, like, you could tell their timing. You could hear everything. You could hear skin on skin. You knew what their skin sounded like. It was very weird to know all that stuff. Yeah, it was
How long had this been going on? How long were you there before?
We were a few weeks.
Yeah.
And it was right before Christmas that, like, I had seen our downstairs neighbor and actually met her. Then she told me her name, which was funny because at Thanksgiving, my friend came home and we were telling him about it. He's like, wouldn't it be funny if it was so-and-so, who was the person with her high school, went in the porn. I'm like, yeah, that'd be funny. And he said her name, her real name. Fast forward a month, we meet her and she tells me her first name.
What?
Doesn't register. I walk away. Very nice. Very nice person.
Yeah, and you didn't say anything about the noises you've
been
hearing.
No,
yeah, you don't really just bring that up. Yeah, I would.
So we we're walking away, and then like we went somewhere, came home that night. I'm sitting in our spare bedroom. I'm writing, and I'm drinking, and all of a sudden it just hits me. I'm like, wait a second. She said her name was this, and I text my buddy Scott right away. I'm like, it was her.
It was
no
totally
joke.
Her.
And I'm like, 80% certain it was her. So I text some other people who actually knew her,
mm-hmm.
and they texted me a photo because they're Facebook friends with her. I'm like, yep, that's her.
That's awesome.
Come find out. Yeah. And
that's
then
an awesome way to, I love that it just hit you one day.
Yeah.
You're sitting at the
table. Yeah. Like I found out, and then it was like 8 hours later that the two dots were sitting right next to each other decided to connect. But it was so, because her first boyfriend, when we first moved in, was over all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And right up through New Year's Eve, which was the worst, because they left on, like, they started the night early with some friends over. And this is, like, there's no stalking, but, like, I didn't have to look out the blinds to see if people were coming and going. Like, you could tell the distinction between each person's voice. That's how thin the walls were.
Wow. And I wonder if they just could hear you guys talking, too. You know what I mean?
I would think so.
Because if you guys are like, is that the porn star downstairs that lives below us? She's like, oh, shit, they're on to me.
That's when she, like, packs up her bags and leaves town.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I took up violin at that point in my life. And every now and then I would play. And behind us, on the same level, there was a baby. And I would I would make the baby cry. I would make the baby cry with my violin. But just puts the baby right to sleep.
What?
I didn't get it.
I'm like, how does anybody live? Like the guy, like just the normal dude, like,
the one who does nothing.
He doesn't have sex. He doesn't play the violin. No babies. He's just
he listens to the music on headphones. Yeah, that kind of guy.
He's just like, he's so confused about what's happening in this apartment complex.
He's sad. He's very sad.
I mean, I do. I mean, anybody in an apartment, you need that that excitement of.
Yeah.
Oh shit, is that a porn star? I'm gonna take up the violin. I like that.
I need the makeup.
The noise is coming from these buildings.
Well, New Year's was the worst because after they went out, then they came back home and they started doing this like late winter. So maybe they did notice that somehow they knew we weren't sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing music to cover up the noises. And this was the other thing. Her first boyfriend was a DJ. Like, not like an actual DJ, but like as much of a DJ as anyone's a real DJ.
He had iTunes?
Yeah, basically. he had a MacBook and then some small speakers. And so he would play during the day. Of course,
he's practicing.
Because
a DJ.
A DJ at a day job is, you know, not a DJ. It's a temp worker.
Yeah.
So he would play his original beats during the day, and then at night, they would just play some of those beats or regular music to cover up for their fucking. And it was
That's kind of good. At least they were like,
it was helpful. But then we realized, like, the first night that it was too loud, Nikki actually went down there and the guy answered the door in his marine dress blues.
Uh-huh.
So clearly they were doing some sort of cosplay. And she's like, can you turn the music down? And of course, once they did and she came back upstairs, we realized, like, oh, they were trying to mask the fucking. Because now we can hear nothing but the fucking.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's hilarious.
But New Year's, they played. It must have been the shortest fucking playlist in the world. It was like a playlist of Stained, Mudvayne, Disturbed. It was just the worst lineup.
No.
It was like New Godsmack. It was terrible. It was just a terrible
new
lineup.
Godsmack.
Not that like old Godsmack would be any better, but like, it was like you could tell it was Sully from Godsmack just saying the same words, but like in his older voice. Yeah.
These are some words over some bongos. These are some words
Voodoo,
over different.
Yeah. Go away, whatever else that he said. And
that's hilarious.
It was, they let it play all night. They fucked themselves to exhaustion and then passed out. And through the whole night, the CD played on. I hope it wasn't a CD. I hope it was a playlist.
What year,
he would be a terrible DJ.
What year was
CDs.
This when you guys lived there?
This was, this would have been 2012 going to 13.
Okay. Yeah. So this wasn't too long ago.
No, this was, after, because that's where we lived before we lived here.
Yeah.
And then when you move into a house, like, it becomes eerily quiet.
Yeah.
And you realize,
because
like,
you got so conditioned to hearing just all these noises.
Like, I could actually fall asleep to her having sex. Or.
You had really no choice, I guess.
Yeah. Or grinding away with what sounded like a blender.
But yeah, I got the Nutribullet.
Beautiful grounds. I would stay at that apartment. Beautiful grounds and a great place to live, but holy shit, no sleep.
Did you ever confront the porn star about the
No,
the
but
porn?
There was one night where she knocked on our door. It was raining. It was like early fall.
This is the beginning of one of her videos.
Exactly, because she like knocked on the door. Nikki wouldn't answer it. She's like, hey, my car won't start.
Stop it.
No fucking joke. And she's like, can one of you help? And then Nikki came up
right
and she's
now.
Like,
that's
and
awesome.
I had friends over. She's like,
and there's friends.
What's her name is here who can't get her car started. I'm like, oh yeah. And I just like very readily stood up, started getting ready. Nikki's like, I'm going to go with. Just to make sure. And so we went down and it was dumb. It was just like her key fob, the battery, and it died. And it was an automatic start where you like push the button.
Yeah.
So it wasn't reading. And it was that. It was just so stupid. But
that's so funny though.
A setup. But
that's so funny because I wonder like if I feel like see me being me, I would have totally said like,
hey,
do you realize
no.
You realize like how funny
hey,
this is
like your job.
This is so funny. It's just hilarious that happened.
Well, she also, like, we found out very early on, like, one of the first or second times we ran into her, she was talking about, like, how she goes out to L.A. for work a lot. I'm like, okay, yeah, naturally, that's best. L.A., Miami, right. Whatever. And one morning, I had to get up early to go travel for work. I was flying out to D.C., and I was coming out of my door, and I had some stairs that come down. She's rounding the corner because, like, our doors were, like, perpendicular.
Mm-hmm.
So she was rounding the corner, and I was coming down the stairs. And she had a carry-on, and I had my luggage and, like, just said hi. And, like, that's funny. Like, that then not thinking about it. I get to the airport. I meet up with my friend at work, and I don't know. I was like, oh, you know what's weird? I was like, when I was walking out, what's her name was leaving too. She's traveling. Wouldn't it be funny if, like, in the same Delta terminal that she's on one of the LA flights? And he was laughing about it. And we walked down to McDonald's.
Oh,
I ran into her at McDonald's.
That is hilarious.
And, like, she didn't recognize, like, I don't even know if she looked at me.
Mm-hmm.
But I went up to my friend. I'm like, dude, that was her right there. No joke. And then it came out because we met up with like a bunch of work friends, and I had only been working there for like 4 months at that point.
Uh-huh.
So in that whole trip, it just came out about my.
That's
my
so
neighbor.
Funny, man! You were in a real life porn scenario with a porn star.
Yeah,
not related to porn at all. Just she genuinely needed help. That's so funny.
Yeah,
that's so funny to me.
Yeah, like a complete difference between like separated by 10 years of Andy, like 27-year-old Andy, 17-year-old Andy would have acted. Like, obviously, 17-year-old Andy would not have known what to say or do. He would have just, like, sat there, like, snickering to himself the whole time, just like...
Like, I know you. I know your secrets.
Yeah.
I've seen all of you.
Yeah. And
you're the girl from the internet.
And 27-year-old Andy's like, oh, no, just I'll help you get your car started. Just, you know, buy me a Starbucks gift card or something.
Yeah, yeah. I know you can afford it. You're on the good sites. That's all for this week. If you enjoyed Andy, make sure you go to andy-wright.net and check out his podcast, A History of the Ridiculous, a podcast on public discourse. And if you liked Andy's story, there's much more where that came from at onecrazystory.podbean.com. Or you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio, just about anywhere you can find a podcast, really. So tune in next week. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.